right, well, it begins. It begins. Anthony Gonzalez, Republican member of the House who voted to impeach Donald Trump, not seeking election in 2022, probably a smart move. One of the 10 House Republicans who voted to impeach former President Donald Trump after the January 6th incident, not seeking re-election in 2022. He was a wide receiver for the Buckeyes at Ohio State, first-round draft pick of the Colts, telling the New York Times this week that his decision to end his congressional career after just two terms, primarily due to the challenges of living both in Washington and Cleveland. But he acknowledged he would face a brutally hard primary. A brutal primary. And called Trump a cancer on the country. In February, Trump endorsed Max Miller, his former White House advisor, in his primary bid for that seat. The former president's first of many revenge endorsements of those challenging his Republican opponents. Politically, the environment is so toxic, especially in your own party right now, he said. You can fight your butt off and win this thing, but are you really going to be happy? The answer is probably not. He said he supported a lot of Trump's policies, but felt that the lack of response from the president that day was not okay. I don't believe he can ever be president again, said Gonzalez. Anyhow, he said he doesn't want to travel anymore, but he's the first of the 10. We'll see what happens, but, you know, they're in trouble, I'll just tell you that. They are in trouble, the 10. Because of, you know, different issues. Earlier, I was talking about the border, and I want to mention a couple of things here about the border. You've got a swelling of a crowd just outside of Del Rio, Texas. Del Rio is a nice town, by the way. I've been there, been in that area, liked that area of Texas. Been a number of years, probably 6 or 8 years since I was there, but I really liked it when I was. But now you have a bridge just on the other side of the border. 4,000 would-be illegal aliens had congregated there. And then over the last 24 to 36 hours, the crowd has swelled to 10,000, maybe more now. All waiting to come in. And at some point, they just rushed the gate. The Border Patrol says they can't do anything about it. Meanwhile, Governor Abbott down there has closed 6 points of entry. He said, the United States government won't do it. We will, because we're overwhelmed. We can't deal with this. It's over. And closed 6 points of entry in Texas. Just shut them. Of course, the Biden administration will go crazy today with that, probably. Meanwhile, in Colorado, a jury sentenced a man convicted of shooting a Colorado Springs police officer, leaving him brain damaged in 2018. He's been sentenced to 45 years in prison. He ran into the officer, Sam Duzel, shot by Carrar Al-Kamasi. Al-Kamasi had been kicked out of an Uber vehicle by a woman who said he was harassing her. Al-Kamasi is an Iraqi refugee. He was scheduled for deportation 2016 for felony trespass convictions, but was allowed to stay because of a change in the law. How nice. Convicted of first-degree attempted murder in June, he was also convicted of assault on a police officer, menacing and illegal possession of a firearm, and so on and so forth. He doesn't care. He doesn't care. Al-Kamasi. It's the unnecessary danger we expose our law enforcement to by having spineless justice, defunding the police, all of this garbage. You know, it's terrible. Meanwhile, you didn't hear, but the one-time lead investigator in the alleged plot to kidnap Governor Whitmer, no longer with the FBI, Richard Trask, he's out. He was arrested in July, accused of beating and choking his wife at home in Kalamazoo after they came home from a swingers sex party of some sort. It's a 10-year felony he's been charged with, assault with intent to do great bodily harm less than murder. He'd been a special agent for 10 years, investigating domestic terrorism, counterterrorism, counterintelligence programs, espionage, domestic extremism, so on and so forth. He's the one that filed the criminal complaint that led to the arrest of six men on federal charges, all part of this mess. But he slammed his wife's head into a nightstand. He's accused of this anyhow. July, in Oshtemo Township home, she had blood running down her head when police responded. He was arrested in the Meyer parking lot, West Main. A lot of alcohol involved, a swingers party involved. He's not, and they're going to try to keep him off the stand in the Whitmer trial now. Good luck with that. If I'm the defense attorney, I want him on the stand. I want him on the stand now, as fast as possible. I mean, this guy's obviously, got some challenges. Loose cannon. Violent. Consumes a lot of alcohol, apparently, at least on one night, right? I'd want him on the stand as soon as possible. This part of the program brought to you by Ameriprise Financial and our good friend Craig Stiles. Craig Stiles and Ameriprise can help you sort through the difficulties of investing today. All you have to do is call in 517-483-4893. 517-483-4893. Anywhere in Michigan. Craig will take your call and get you hooked up, help you navigate all the twists and turns that are going on today, what you should do. He'll ask you questions you've never heard before from an investment guy. You won't have heard these before, and it'll be good for you. It's a great exercise. Where are you going? How are you going to get there? What are your goals? How are we going to do this? Quick break and some final thoughts on the Steve Gruber Show after this.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.